Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Brother Juan, we're next at Financial Partners, Tax and Accounting. We have been talking about improving your financial health as a coach, consultant, course creator, solopreneur. And again, I'm Juan Barrientes II, aka Brother Juan. I hold a bachelor's degree in business management, a master's degree in accounting and financial management. I'm an authorized e-file provider with the IRS, currently studying to become an enrolled agent with the IRS, the only credential offered through the IRS. And so we look forward to again completing that this year. I'm just so grateful for that. Today we are talking about why your numbers matter as a coach or a consultant. I'm going to go ahead and do a screen share and won't keep you very long today. Why your numbers matter. I preach and teach so much about bookkeeping and why it's important to have bookkeeping and keeping track of your numbers, why your numbers matter. Today I'm actually going to give you, we're going to look at three equations. And these are very common equations, but they are equations that you should know in general as an entrepreneur about your business. First of all, net income equation. Net income is the result of your revenue, your what you have incoming into your business, minus your expenses. It is what is left over. Revenue, again, are the sales, are other positive cash flow that come into your company. Expenses are the cost incurred to generate revenue. This is an equation where we get our net income, our profitability. For most entrepreneurs, it's probably going to be an indication of your taxable income as well. And so, again, just using the formula that I did yesterday, the example that I did yesterday, we talk about revenue, and the thing is, you know, everybody wants to make six figures. Everybody want to hit 100 grand. And I talk about how, to me, what matters is the profitability, not so much the revenue. So even if you made $100,000, and let's say that you had $80,000 worth of expenses, your net income is $20,000. I would much rather make $50,000 in revenue and have $10,000 in expenses, right? So a net income of $40,000. You may have made twice as much, but I actually profited twice as much as you would only make it half as much as revenue. And so that is important to know. And again, like I said yesterday, one of the things that we as entrepreneurs do, I'm guilty of it, but now that I am more aware of it, we talk about, especially if you have other income besides your business, talk about leaving profits in the business. What ends up happening is those profits simply become more expenses, right? Those profits just come more expenses. They're not actually profits anymore. We just find ways to spend it. And so when we take money out of the business, when we pay ourselves, we are forced to get a handle on those expenses, because the payment of ourselves becomes an expense as well. And so we can operate more lean, right? And so that's the first equation. Second equation is break-even point. Break-even point is sales minus fixed cost minus variable cost. At what point are our sales covering our costs, our expenses? Fixed costs are reoccurring predictable costs that you must pay to conduct business. These costs can include insurance premiums, rent, employee salaries. Sales are the price that we charge multiplied by the number of units sold if you're in production, or if you provide a service where you charge hourly, that'd be by the hour. Variable costs are any costs that you incur that change based on the number of units produced or sold. And so if you are coaching and you do temperament, if you do some type of assessment that you have to cover the cost of outside of your business, that would be a variable cost. So the more people that you have using those type of services, the greater cost. So the break-even point is the point in which your business has zero profit, Okay. And calculating that is essential because, you know, how much money do you need to make in order to cover expenses? This same formula can be used if you wanted to know where your business would be to reach, you know, 40K, 60K, 100K. It is what we calculate to understand the profitability of our business. And so instead of break even, hitting zero, when you put in a different number, a sales goal, a profitability goal, then the associated cost will be calculated with that as well. And so that's break even point. It's essential for us to know how much money do I need to make to cover my expenses. Right. And then being able to use the same formula, you know, if I wanted to make 40K, if I want to make 50K, 60K, you know, what is it going to take? How much revenue do I need to generate in order to have that certain profit? And so we use the same formula, the break even point. We just, instead of the goal hitting zero, covering expenses, it is to make a certain profit. And what fees would be associated, what fixed cost and variable costs would be associated in order to hit that profit. All right. And the last one, also dealing with profit, is profit margin. Profit margin equals net income divided by sales. Net income divided by sales. So net income is the total amount of money your business had made after removing expenses. Sales refer to the operating revenue you generate from your business. And so this formula is a ratio. It is a percentage. And it shows based upon sales compared to net income. And again, net income, we just talked about that formula. Net income, sales minus expenses is what's left over after expenses are covered. And once we calculate that, divide that by sales, this gives us our profit margin. And so it's important for us to know what our profit margin is. So when we make changes in our business, we can see how it affects the profit margin over time. And again, looking at the other formula, the break-even point, utilizing that same formula to calculate how much profitability we want to have. We can then look at this formula as well to understand our profitability, how much of those sales when we make it is going to be profit compared to expenses. And so it's important. And that's why I say all the time that bookkeeping is the foundation for building your business. It is the foundation for building your business. You have to know your numbers as an entrepreneur. These calculations, we can't calculate any profit margin. We can't calculate the profitability of your business. We can't calculate the break-even point. We can't calculate, you know, even using the break-even point equation to see what your desired profit is for the year, the desired amount that you want to make. We can't begin to calculate those numbers and analyze those numbers without bookkeeping being in place. And so this is, again, why I say the numbers matter, and the numbers matter. And the only way to get a hold of these numbers is to have good bookkeeping in place. So bookkeeping, again, is the foundation to growing your business, right? And we as business owners, whether you're a coach, consultant, or solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, if you are not keeping track of your bookkeeping, then you have no true way to analyze the profitability of your business. You're just simply going by feelings. And how you feel about something can be incorrect, right? You can feel like you're making a lot of money because you're putting a lot of money in the bank. You're taking a lot of money from the business, but you're not keeping track of expenses. You really don't know how much money you're making, right? Because you could be losing and not even knowing it because you're not keeping track of the numbers. And so, again, that begins with bookkeeping. So I don't know where you are in your entrepreneurial journey, but you can definitely reach out to us at Next Step Financial Partners. We can discuss your biz, the services that we provide, see if we're a good fit to work together. There is a link associated with this video where you can book a time to for a free 15-minute biz strategy session with myself, Brother Juan, and I'll definitely ask you questions about your business and see if we're a good fit to work together. If you are in need of bookkeeping, if you need a tax help, if you are needing an entrepreneur to help you work out some things in your business, you know, dealing with your business, you can't necessarily go to any and everybody, but we definitely provide coaching and consulting services here to help you work out some of the things with your business, right? And so wish you well on that entrepreneurial journey. Like I announced yesterday, we are going to start going live Tuesday and Thursday morning every week, beginning next Thursday. Won't be broadcasting next Tuesday, but beginning next Thursday, every Tuesday, Thursday at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, just providing more opportunity for you to, for me to give some of my knowledge and to help you along on your entrepreneurial journey. And again, this is Brother Juan with Next Step Financial Partners. Thank you for tuning in. And God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. And of course, if you need me, just reach out to me anytime. All right. Y'all have a good day.